Top 7 token unlocks this month total 187.65 Mellers. Ton leads at 86 Meller. The 7 largest token unlocks scheduled this month total $187.65 million in fresh supply. According to a tally circulated by Cointelegraph on May 12, 2026, Ton leads the group with roughly $86 million unlocking, more than the next two names on the list combined. That figure lands into a flat market. BTC is changing hands at $81,016, up 0.3% over 24 hours. ETH at $2,303, down 1.2%. And the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads a neutral 50 as of May 12th. Liquidity is steady rather than thin, which softens the shock of any single unlock, but does not erase it. The top 7 account for nearly half a billion in 90 days monthly unlocks are not new, but the May print is heavier than recent averages. The $187.65 million across the top 7 is a notable step up from the late 2025 monthly run rate, which sat closer to $130 million for the equivalent cohort. Holders of these tokens should expect the supply to hit secondary markets across staggered cliffs and linear vest schedules through the month, not in a single block. Ton's $86 million share is the headline number. It represents both team and early investor allocations from the original 2020 vest, plus ongoing foundation distributions. The Toncoin float has grown steadily through 2025 and 2026, and each monthly tranche tests whether organic demand absorbs the supply or whether it leaks into spot pressure. Unlock mechanics matter more than the headline dollar figure. The $187.65 million number is gross supply, not net sell pressure. Three filters sit between an unlock and a price reaction. First, recipient profile. Tokens unlocking to a foundation treasury or a long-term staking contract behave very differently from tokens vesting into early investor wallets that have a fiduciary duty to realize gains. Public unlock schedules rarely break this down cleanly, which is why the headline dollar value usually overstates immediate market impact. Second, market depth. A $20 million unlock on a token with $400 million in daily spot volume is absorbed in hours. The same unlock on a token with $30 million in daily volume can drag price by several percent. The Ton unlock is closer to the first category. 24-hour spot volume on Toncoin sits in the high hundreds of millions across major venues. Third, prior positioning. Traders frequently pre-hedge known unlocks via perpetuals, especially for the larger names with predictable cliff schedules. The funding rate and open interest in the days before an unlock often tell a clearer story than the unlock itself. Three details set May apart. Three details set the May cohort apart from the average month. Concentration is one. Ton alone is roughly 46% of the top 7 total. A single dominant unlock concentrates risk into one chart and one liquidity profile, where a more evenly distributed unlock month would spread the impact. Timing is another. The Cointelegraph tally landed in a week with no major macro catalyst on the calendar and a market trading sideways. Unlocks tend to be louder in price terms when there is no offsetting positive flow to absorb them. The current $858 million in crypto fund inflows over the past 6 weeks provide some cushion, but most of that money is concentrated in BTC and ETH products, not the alts on this unlock list. The third is composition. The list skews toward L1 and L2 tokens, where the marginal buyer is increasingly an algorithmic market maker rather than a directional retail trader. That changes the price impact profile. Faster absorption on the way up, faster cascade on the way down. Practical read for holders. For traders holding any of the top 7 names, the calendar is now a real input. Unlock dates are public, and roughly 30-day windows around a cliff have historically shown elevated volatility, regardless of the underlying token's fundamentals. For long-only holders, the read is simpler. Unlock supply is part of the cost of holding a token with a vesting schedule that is not fully diluted. The decision is whether the project's fee or revenue accrual is growing faster than the float. For most names on the May list, that test is genuinely contested. This is not a forecast that May will end red. BTC, ETH, and the broader market are not directly exposed to these unlocks, and a single rate cut headline or ETF approval would easily overwhelm $187 million of structural supply. The point is narrower. The supply side of the May ledger is real money, and pretending it is zero is the kind of analysis that gets corrected by the chart.